KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center. It's 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in high school volleyball play last night, in postseason action, it was the Arweva Rockets volleyball team building early leads in each game on their way to a 3-game sweep of Audubon last night in a match heard here on KJAN. The Rockets won the 1A Region 3 first-round playoff match 25-20, 25-16, and 25-20. Recent Northwestern College basketball commit Emily Danner led the way for the Rockets with some strong play at the net to go along with a good chunk of the passing for her squad. The Rockets didn't go on any huge scoring runs, but they were able to string together a few points at a time early in each game to build leads that the Wheelers couldn't overcome. After the match, Audubon head coach Liz Reeson said that it had been a huge Achilles heel for the team all season long, getting down early and then having to try to claw back. The Wheelers fought back hard at the end of the second game, but they dug a 12-point hole at 19-7, and it was just too much to overcome. The Rockets maintained a small lead throughout the third and got the final kill from Danner to send the team into the quarterfinals. Arweva improved to 15-10 on the season. They'll meet up with Coon Rapids Bayard in Audubon Monday night at 7 o'clock. The Crusaders moved on with a 3-game sweep of Exira EHK last night. Audubon sees their season end with a record of 11-21. Also in Region 3 last night was Baxter over Meskwaukee Settlement School 3-0. Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeated GMG 3-0. Collins Maxwell over Colonesco 3-0. And Glidden Ralston beat Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Also in Region 2 in 1A last night, Griswold a 3-1 winner over Lenox. Stanton swept 3 from Essex. Bedford a 3-game sweep of South Page. Woodbine wins 3-1 over Whiting. Fremont Mills defeated Riverside in 3. West Harrison also took 3 straight from Heartland Christian. Also out of Region 8, it was some of those matches saw Murray beat Orient Maxburg. East Union over Diagonal and Lamoni over Mormon Trail all were 3-game sweeps. In 2A play last night in Region 3, AHSTW advances with a 3-game sweep over West Central Valley. Panorama hangs on 3-2 over Van Meter. Missouri Valley down Logan Magnolia 3-1. And Woodbury Central over Maple Valley 3-0. In Region 4, Underwood beat IKM Manning 3-2. It was Ogden over Madrid 3-2. Woodward Granger beating Colfax Mingo in 3. Belle Plaine over East Marshall 3-0. In Region 5, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 3-2. Central Decatur beat Wayne in 3 straight. I-35 over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-1. And it was Cardinal defeating Pekin 3-1. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz likes the personality his Hawkeye team has developed through the first half of the season. After posting back-to-back road wins, the Hawkeyes take a 5-1 record and a number 19 national ranking into Saturday's game at home against Maryland.
We're going to get tested the next 6 weeks. There's no doubt about it. We're only halfway through the season, so there are going to be more bumps in the road, more adversity to face and those types of things, and then we'll find out more about the team. But I feel good about the guys we have. I mean, they're all committed to doing things well.
On the injury front, Ferentz says fullback Brady Ross will miss a couple of games with an injury, but running back Ivory Kelly Martin is expected to play this week.
I mentioned Jack Hockaday having a chance. It doesn't look good. I guess doubtful is the right term. I don't know, but I would not count on him being back with us. And then on the positive side, Ivory started practicing yesterday morning with us, and Nick Neiman the same way. So I think both those guys should be ready to go on Saturday.
Iowa's offense has made big strides in recent weeks, and Ferentz says the biggest factor is experience. The chore for the Iowa defense this week is to slow down a Maryland ground game that Ferentz says is difficult to prepare for.
It's tough to create a look that's going to be as synchronized and as quick and replicate the speed that we're going to see Saturday. I think that's a big challenge for us. So our defensive guys have a challenge, trying to get it down, and then also get it down at the right tempo and speed. That's a big challenge, and I think that's part of their effectiveness.
Matt Canada says his players remain focused on the present and are not concerned about the future. Canada was named Maryland's interim coach after the August suspension of head coach DJ Durkin, and the Terrapins are 4-2 heading into this week's game at Iowa.
And that's all we can do. So right now, I'm still the offensive coordinator who gets to come in here and stand up and talk to you guys, which is awesome. And but other than that, we go back in there and we're just working.
Canada says the Hawkeyes' emerging passing game is a credit to quarterback Nate Stanley, and he says Stanley has given the Hawkeyes more big play potential.
They're scoring points. They're doing a great job, and it starts with the quarterback, but obviously going back, they're really, really good up front. Their offensive line is one of the best in the country. So our defense has got a great challenge ahead of them to try to to try to, you know, minimize their opportunities to make big plays.
Canada says Iowa's pass rush is a concern. The Hawkeyes are second in the Big Ten in sacks.
They bring pressure, you know, when they feel they need to get home, but they get a lot of pressure with just those four front, the front four players they have. They're strong. They play great with their hands. And they create a lot of chaos for you on offense. So you've got to be able to get rid of the football on time. And then obviously we have to block them well enough to let the quarterback get rid of the ball on time. You sit back there and hold the football, good, bad things happen.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning. We'll have it for you here on the radio, starting with the pregame at 9 a.m. Iowa State President Wendy Winterstein said Tuesday the university will appeal a $25,000 fine levied by the Big 12 Conference for violating postgame celebration policies when fans stormed the field following a home win over West Virginia last weekend. The league told Iowa State that Commissioner Bob Bowlsby had determined university officers did not take the appropriate precautions to create a safe environment for the Mountaineers. West Virginia coach Dana Holgerson was critical of school efforts, calling the scene unprofessional and suggesting his players were not in a safe place. Iowa State says it reviewed the actions taken by its officers. The Cyclones contend they followed all postgame celebration policies and had taken several additional measures to make sure the situation was safer. Ohio State defensive end Nick Bosa's college football career is over. The injured All-American intends to withdraw from school to spend time rehabilitating and training for an NFL career. He's expected to be a first-round draft pick. Number 2 Ohio State made that announcement on Tuesday. Bosa was considered one of the top players in college football before he suffered a core muscle injury against TCU on September 15th. He had surgery 5 days later with no timetable set for his return. Well, San Francisco 49ers have acquired another backup for quarterback C.J. Beathard, signing free agent Tom Savage. The Niners have been seeking a productive offense since QB Jimmy Garoppolo went down with a season-ending knee injury last month. Savage was taken by the Texans in the fourth round of the 2014 draft and has a 2-7 record as an NFL starter. The Chiefs have waived safety Leon McQuay and brought back offensive lineman Jeff Allen. The 28-year-old Allen was a second-round pick of the Chiefs in the 2012 draft and spent four productive seasons with the team before signing a four-year package with the Texans 2 years ago. NFL Football Operations Chief Troy Vincent would like players to stop worrying about getting flagged or fined for tackles, saying you gotta play. Kansas City rookie linebacker Breland Speak said he didn't take Tom Brady down in the game this last weekend because he was concerned about a roughing the passer penalty in the fourth quarter of the Chiefs' 43-40 loss at New England Sunday night. Roughing the passer calls are down since the competition committee clarified to game officials last month the techniques used in those type of hits. In baseball, the National League Championship Series is tied at 2 games apiece after the L.A. Dodgers won a game this morning in a marathon against the Brewers. Cody Bellinger singled home Manny Machado from second with 2 outs in the bottom of the 13th inning to give the Dodgers a 2-1 triumph over the Brewers. Machado hit a 1-out single and moved to second on a wild pitch by losing pitcher Junior Guerra before Bellinger delivered his second hit after coming off the bench. It was the first run since Domingo Santana's RBI double tied the game for the Brewers in the 5th inning. Julio Urias worked a hitless inning to pick up the win. Those two teams will go back at it again today in Los Angeles, just 14 and a half hours after that one ended. Wade Miley is the Brewers' scheduled starter today against Clayton Kershaw. The Boston Red Sox have gained control of the American League Championship Series by hitting 2 big homers to win Game 3. Steve Pierce belted a tie-breaking solo shot, and Jackie Bradley Jr. added a grand slam that capped the scoring in the Red Sox 8-2 victory over the Astros in Houston. The Sox blew an early 2-0 lead before Pierce launched a 6th-inning blast off loser Joe Smith, 1 inning after Alex Bregman tied the game with an RBI double. Bradley's home run completed a 5-run 8th-inning, 1 batter after pinch hitter Mitch Moreland was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Winning pitcher Nathan Eovaldi allowed 2 runs and 6 hits over 6 innings before 4 relievers finished the combined 7-hitter. Dallas Keuchel kept the Astros close by holding Boston to a pair of runs and 4 hits over 5 innings in that 3-hour 52-minute marathon. Game 4 is set for today in Houston. Charlie Morton starts for the Astros. Rick Porcello will go for the Sox. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.